Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Reb T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. We talk the introduction, we talk the letter itself, we talked a couple of lessons, phrase by phrase, the book called A Letter for the Ages from Art Scroll with the help of the wonderful commentary and expositions and insights of Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer. The phrase that we're up to today, going through the letter phrase by phrase, is Uvamidos Ha'ela Tehiyeh Sameach Bechalkecha. Once you have acquired these fine qualities, you will indeed be happy with your lot. How do you find contentment? One of my favorite books, if not my favorite sefer of all time, is Pirkei Avos. We have that other wonderful show, which is on hiatus now because of the summer season, but we go through a Mishnah per day with sage and commentary and practical advice. We finish season 3, we'll come back with season 4, but the wonderful Pirkei Avos teaches so many morals, so many ethics, and in the Mishnah, in 4:1, in Dalet Aleph, Ben Zoma teaches us who is a truly rich person? Who is a happy person? Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Bechalko. Who is someone who is content? Who is someone who is really happy? Who is truly rich? A truly rich person is one who is satisfied with his portion. Not only satisfied, but happy and excited about whatever Hashem gives him. Because Hashem knows exactly what a person needs. Hashem gives a person exactly what he needs. The house you have, the car you have, the family you have, the job you have, all the devices, all the materials you have. Everything you have is at your disposal to accomplish exactly what you need to. Your mission in life, your purpose in life, everything is at your disposal exactly what you need. It's as if you're given the exact tools of the trade, the tools of the trade of life that you need. So Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Bechalko. The Tana, however, stops short of offering guidance on how to acquire such satisfaction. In ethical work here, though, the Ramban outlines a process of achieving the contentment. First, one must remove anger from his heart. Serenity, calmness, peacefulness is impossible if one is easily agitated. Yet, even after conquering anger, if one remains proud, continually seeking new glory, similarly can never be satisfied. Again, the Rambam, Maimonides points out the two traits that I know of offhand that have to be completely avoided. The opposite extremes is anger and arrogance. Everything else should really be the middle path, the middle of the road. Not too much this, not too much that. Don't eat too much, don't eat too little. Don't sleep too much, don't sleep too little. But anger and arrogance, you have to get it out. It has to be gone completely. That's why, if you're always looking for the glory, you can never be satisfied. The Gemara talks about if a person wants $100, he will never be satisfied with that, because then he's going to want $200, $300, $400, $500. You see stories of all these people in society and in general, they're in these Ponzi schemes, embezzlement schemes. Why? They had so much money to begin with, because a person who wants money can never be satisfied with money. It's never going to end. It's never going to stop. A person goes through his life and half of his desires, half of his wishes are never even fulfilled, the Gemara points out. So a person who wants millions of dollars, he's never going to get there. He's going to keep pushing, keep going, never be satisfied because he can never get enough of it. But even after that, there's a way that you have to go about it. So humility becomes a vital component in the quest for peace of mind as well. The humble person achieves contentment through his belief that Hashem controls all of life's events. Hashem has the hashgacha pratis that he gives us, the divine providence, the control over all aspects of our life. He is the one that orchestrates everything. If we understand that Hashem is pulling the strings everywhere, we shouldn't have to worry, we shouldn't have to have anxiety, we shouldn't have to chase this thing or that thing. Just do regular shalosh, just do your job, whatever your job is, and Hashem will take care of it. And remember that whatever happens, good or bad, it's all for the best. As Rabbi Akiva points out, Gamzu Latova and his teacher Nachum Ish Gamzu, who also said, "Every kolman d'avid, l'tova avid. Everything Hashem does is for the best. Hashem controls all life's events. One who believes this, that his affairs and everything and his circumstances are controlled by the chant, by chance, would feel upset, would feel cheated, but despair would come. If you understand that Hashem is close to the daily life, Hashem is in charge of everything, then he understands that Hashem is fair, and even the events that seem beyond his comprehension really are orchestrated by Hashem, and knows that Hashem will deal with him justly, and did you deal with him justly." But the Chavetz Chaim in Al Torah's Parashas Vizchana would ask the question, how can a poor and a sick person be expected to be satisfied with his lot? But then he gives an illustration. A diamond cutter requires a delicate and expensive saw to cut his gems. The lumberjack, too, needs a saw to cut logs, but the instrument is large and rough. Although the diamond saw is more expensive, if the lumberjack were to envy the beautiful tool and yearn to use it for his craft, he would be a fool. The saw, even though it's valuable, is entirely unsuited for what he needs. Hashem gives each job, each person, exactly what they need. He's not going to give a lumberjack saw to the diamond cutter. He's not going to give a diamond saw to the lumber cutter. That wouldn't make any sense. That wouldn't work. Similarly, Hashem creates every person with a different mission in life and gives each person a unique physical and emotional tool. Unique physical tools, unique emotional tools, unique abilities, and unique capabilities to carry out his mission. Again, we always talk about in all the shows, you have to find that mission, find that passion, whatever makes you most happy, whatever you love to do most. If you didn't have to worry about time, you didn't have to worry about responsibilities or money, that's what you should be pursuing, what you should be doing, what you love. And Hashem gives you the physical and emotional tools to do so. The rich man is supplied with wealth with which to serve Hashem through philanthropy. And Hashem provides each afflicted person with the strength to withstand suffering. The sick man serves Hashem by struggling with the illness, but accepts the pain with serene faith. Poverty can be the bittersweet tool of a man's life's mission. We should never know from such things. Although the poor man may wish for wealth, it is his ability to deal with his lot. That is his key to spiritual perfection. The person who comes to recognize his true mission in Hashem's world can be genuinely satisfied with the tools that are his portion and no one else's. Rabbeinu Asher in Orchos Chaim also makes a recommendation for having the proper frame of mind. Desire what Hashem desires for you. Rejoice in the portion Hashem has given to you. When you pray, ask for the one thing that Hashem inspire you to follow his teachings. As for everything else, cast upon Hashem your burden and he will sustain you. Throw your wishes and your needs and your wants and your desires on Hashem. Hashem will take care of you. That comes from Tehillim. Rav Avram Palm, the Rosh Yeshiva Masifta Torah Vadas, often quoted an old saying, people search desperately all over the world to find a city of happiness, not realizing that it can only be found in a state of mind. The state of mind is the ability to give you that city of happiness. How you think, how you go about things, how you content your mind with different situations, that is where the city of happiness lies, because everything starts with the mind. In Psalms, King David shares with us the secret of serenity, of peacefulness, and of calmness. Hashem is my allotted portion. Hashem is my share. You guide my destiny, Hashem. Portions have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my estate was lovely to me. I will bless Hashem who has advised me. That comes from Tehillim. And lastly, King David himself was one of the most colorful personalities in Jewish history. He had a very, very difficult life. He was a powerful king, a victorious warrior, an inspired composer, and a sagacious lawgiver. Yet, King David said that all his achievements were dwarfed by his progress toward his ultimate goal, establishing an intimate relationship with Hashem. And again, King David did not have an easy life, starting with when he was a little kid, and then his own father-in-law, and then his children, and then the whole incident, a lot of difficulties in his own life. But David made the whole Tehillim talking about trying to have an intimate relationship with Hashem. Ecstatically, King David sings songs of gratitude. And indeed, a regular person, can experience no greater delight than to sense the embrace of the immortal Creator. We should look for Hashem around us. We should try to see Hashem around us. If we acquire the qualities and try to be happy with our lot, content with our lot, and understand we're given exactly what we need, exactly the capabilities, the qualities, and the fine tools to be our diamond cutter with the diamond saw, to be our lumberjack with the lumberjack tools, we'll realize that Hashem guides us exactly how we need to go. We don't have to be jealous about anyone around us because we have exactly what's perfect for us. Then we could feel more content, hopefully remove anger from our hearts, and feel true humility to serve Hashem in the best way possible. Join us next time as we talk Lesson 12 here on the BTL with Reb T.